أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى أفلم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات لأولي النهى صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we completed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke very briefly about the incident of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, and whosoever turns away from my dhikr, from my remembrance. Here the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has several meanings. One is the actual remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the physical dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we hear on several occasions, that one is to make dhikr of Allah with one's tongue, to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one's heart, to make dhikr with both the tongue and the heart. And then also the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so far as our body is concerned, the limbs of our bodies are concerned, and that is to remain in the total obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we find that some have explained that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Qur'an Kareem. Several ayats we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the Qur'an Kareem a dhikr, and whoever turns away from the Qur'an Kareem, and this is not contrary to the first explanation, because in the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to remember Allah Rabbul Izzat ever so abundantly. So when we turn away from the Qur'an Kareem, in actual fact, we are turning away from Allah, we are turning away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in so far as the Qur'an Kareem is concerned, how do we turn away from the Qur'an? One is from the practice of the Qur'an Kareem. Number two is from the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. There are those commentators who have the opinion that sometimes in childhood a person learns how to read the Qur'an, and then that person, because of negligence, lack of care, that person forgets how to read the Qur'an, and there are many examples in front of us in these days, then that person is also included in such in this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then those that learn the Qur'an Kareem by heart, they memorize the Qur'an Kareem, but they do not take care of the Qur'an, so they have also turned away from the Qur'an Kareem, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the ayat, in Surah Talaq, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا رَسُولًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that one dhikr is the advisor, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that could also be intended, whoever turns away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will refer to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, then for that person there will be narrowness in his livelihood, in his material world. Now here when we look at people that had turned completely away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committing kufr, then it seems to us that Allah had given them the whole world, and it seems to us that the whole world is a defeat. But here we find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that the reality is this, that we are speaking about contentment. We are speaking about the contentment of the heart. When a person feels fulfilled in this world, there is a joy and elation in the heart. And no matter how much a person may have, insofar as material acquisition is concerned, if he turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if one does not remember Allah Rabbul Izzat, then there is always going to be that constraints in the heart, there is going to be that narrowness in the heart of that person, there will never be that peace and tranquility that one is looking for with all the wealth one has, without the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if you look at Muslims today, we may have wealth, we may have everything, but if we do not have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, we will never have that peace and contentment. But we speak about the itminan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that it is with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the heart comes into the state of tranquility. So in this world, Allah
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them such a life of narrowness that they will never be peace and tranquility. Their hearts will always be constrained. Some have even said that this is the life of the qabr. And then Allah says, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, we will raise them blind. Now here, the simple English terminology, they turned a blind eye to the commands of Allah. They turned a blind eye to the dhikr of Allah. They turned a blind eye to the kitab of Allah, to the Rasul of Allah. So hence on the day of Qiyamah, the consequences will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them also blind and they will not be able to see. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. They will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, why did you resurrect us blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Whilst we could see in the material world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, similarly, we had granted you our verses, but فَنَسِيتَهَا, you had forgotten it. So the very, very important aspect is this, that we don't forget Allah, we don't forget the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the Qur'an al-Kareem. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And similarly, on this day, the day of Qiyamah, you will also be forgotten. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, similarly, we will recompense that person who extended beyond the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set, beyond the limits of Allah, and he transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. And he did not bring iman in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبَقَى. And the adab of the hereafter is more severe and it is more lasting. In other words, if a person leaves this world, Allah forbid, in the state of kufr, then that adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forever and ever. أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question with regards to such individuals. Was it not sufficient a guide that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed so many nations of the past? And we reading the Qur'an al-Kareem, we hear these incidences, we read these incidences, we are reminded about the people of the past, when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mighty as they may have seemed, as strong as they may have seemed, as huge as they may have seemed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them all, then feeble individuals like us, what would our conditions be? يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Those people walked with ease and peace in their dwellings and in their places. They had absolutely nothing to worry about. They thought that the adab of Allah will not come down, and they were in total tranquility as far as the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat is concerned, and they were also destroyed. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. Allah says, certainly that are signs for those people or those men who have wisdom. That nuha refers to a person that has intellect, a person that has insight, a person that has wisdom. When we read the Quran with this amount of wisdom that is guided by our iman of our hearts, then we will realize that with regards to the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are absolutely total non-entities, and that adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should fear. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.